there's a wisdom behind it. We don't say why did he, what did our father came out, is it the same heaven or not? And the scholars actually have difference of opinions, is it the same heaven or not? And the difference of opinions is that if you go to heaven, the heaven that we're going into, once you go in, you cannot come out. And shaitan was in that heaven, and shaitan cannot be in that heaven. So they say, no, that cannot be, could be something else, a garden, where he was placed temporarily till we go to the real thing. And the other scholars will tell you, no, this is where it is, this is where the true heaven was, and we're going back home. So, no, regardless of the difference of opinion of the scholars, but you have one thing in mind. That's what I have in mind. I only have one goal in mind. I need to go back home. This is not home. This is just temporary phase. So my goal is to go back home where I belong. We do our best here to make sure we go back home safe and sound. So why? Because you're a traveler, wayfarer. Who said that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kun fi dunya gharib aw aabir sabeel." In this life, be like a stranger or wayfarer. So if you're on a journey, do you think you're going to take your big screen TV? You think you're going to take your fridge, your sink, your freezer? La wallahi. You're going to take your backpack and you put in what you need. Like the, you know when students go to the Euro, they take the train, and what do they have in their backpack? They have chocolate, chips and Coke. The three main groups that you need to survive. And pizza, and that's it. So I want you to think about it, that you're temporarily here, but you ultimately want to go home. And I want to give you a comparable. Salmon, Sir Siraj Habibullah Wahaj Habibullah, he's be like a salmon. Salmon spawns in a certain area and goes the rest of the life. It comes back to die where he actually started. Even though there is fitan tests, and it goes up the, yes, it's true, it goes upstream. Even though there is a bear waiting for it. So I want you to think the bear is the fitan. Yes, the evil, the shaitans, the bad company, the bad environment, the tester waiting to gobble you up. All these shayateen is like that bear. And the upstream is your own test, your whims and desires. Everybody's telling you to go to the bars and take off your hijab. Don't pray, man. Do some drugs, watch some porn. Relax, chill, man, have some fun, enjoy yourself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to go home safe and sound. But even though, knowing that they're going to die, they sacrifice themselves to go back home. So you have to ask yourself, how much did you really sacrifice if you really want to go back home? What's your upstream? Who's your bear in the life? And what do you have to do? Because Adam alayhi salam disobeyed the command of Allah unintentionally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran. وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. We did not see intentionally that he wanted to disobey, but shaitan beat him. Because he wanted to shajaratul khult. فَمُلْكٌ لَا يَبْلَى. He wanted this, that's why we have that in our hearts. Because we earned that from Adam alayhi salam. It was hereditary. And we want to live forever, and we want to have worldly possessions. Because of that, shaitan was able to beat him. So if you have to have those whims and desires in you, everybody has their own. Everybody will be tested. But guess what? The scholars will tell you that you will be tested in your own whims and desires. And everybody's test is different. You will be tested in your weakness. Everybody's weakness is different. But rest assured, you will be tested in your own weakness. So it's different. So Adam alayhi salam, he simply didn't intend to disobey Allah. But they came down for a wisdom and a reason that temporarily. And some of the scholars will tell you, if you were born and raised in Jannah, you have nothing to look forward to. You don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're getting. But you have to pay your dues and earn it. And that's why Jibreel alayhi salam was asked by Allah, "Have you seen my creation?" He was talking about the hellfire. He came back scared. And he says, وَعِزَّتَكْ وَجَلَالِكْ. By your might and glory, no one will hear about it, except they will do everything to stay away from it. He says, فَحَفَّهَ اللَّهُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded it with whims and desires. So everything that's difficult for you to do, you know. It's difficult for you to get up and fetch. It's difficult for you to get to lower your gaze. It's difficult for you not to lie, not to steal. So when he showed him Jannah, he says, oh, everyone will want to go to Jannah. فَحَفَّهَا بِالْمَكَارِهِ. So everything is easy. It's easy, we'll take you to hellfire. Bars are easy to go. You know, watching, doing the wrong thing is easy to do. That's your nature, your human nature wants you to do this. But the difficulties, it'll take you to Jannah. That's why that scholar said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded Jannah with difficulties and surrounded hellfire with whims and desires, your lusts. So Adam alayhi salam came down here. That's why it's called Arafah or Arafat, both accepted. Why? Because he met Hawa, Eve, here, according to the hadith. So when you look to your right or your left, if you have a spouse, you should be grateful to Allah that you met your partner. And hopefully you will meet together in Jannah. And your job is to make sure you hold each other's hand and go to Jannah together. So from now on, one act of disobedience separated Adam and Eve from Jannah. One act of disobedience. Unintentional. So your job when you go back from this trip, I want you to put your hand in the hand of your spouses. Are you ready to go to Jannah with me? Are you ready to stay away from the hellfire and go to Jannah with me? That's your intention. Every time you see this. And that's the journey we're going to have to learn about Arafat. And the end of the journey, as it's five stages. I won't tell you, it takes 2 days to explain this, but it's five stages of life. I'll talk about it some other time, inshallah. So if you want, you can go down and take some pictures, or we can move on. Okay.